Russia's President Vladimir Putin has on his desk a bill that would allow Russia to import spent nuclear fuel from abroad. The Atomic Energy Ministry in Moscow believes it can earn $20 billion storing and reprocessing spent reactor fuel. Moscow needs Washington to agree because the United States has the final say in what happens to fuel used in U.S.-built reactors abroad. That is most of the market. Already, some Americans are working out plans to get this business going. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Most environmentalists believe it's a terrible idea to ship spent fuel to a country that can't handle its own radioactive waste. Russia's atomic energy ministry, they say, will just pocket the cash, and Russia will be turned into a nuclear waste dump. Thomas Nielsen is with the Norwegian environmental group Bellona, a big critic of Russia's nuclear energy ministry.
Unfortunately, we think that most of the money will end up inside the ring road in Moscow and not actually to the sites which need the cleanup support in Siberia.
But here in Washington, a private corporation called the Non-Proliferation Trust argues Russia's willingness to import spent fuel could solve a worldwide problem: what to do with spent reactor fuel. The Non-Proliferation Trust is run by former officials from the Reagan and the first Bush administrations. It's devising a business scheme that it believes the U.S. and Russian governments could accept. Tom Cochran of the Natural Resources Defense Council has joined them. He insists proceeds will go to cleanup projects in Russia, like filling in Lake Karachay near the Mayak reprocessing plant in the Ural Mountains. It's the most radioactive lake in the world.
You would have done more environmental benefits in terms of reducing the radiological risks to Russian public, and in this case, people around Mayak, than you can ever postulate risks associated with mishandling spent fuel.
A State Department official said there is a lot of interest in Washington in Cochran's proposals, but also a lot of questions, and not only about the environment. There's a non-proliferation issue. The United States wants to prevent Russia from reprocessing spent fuel because reprocessing can create plutonium used in nuclear weapons. The Non-Proliferation Trust proposal bars reprocessing and encourages Russia's nuclear industry to stop cooperating with Iran. All this should make it more palatable to officials at the State Department, the Energy Department, and to members of Congress who ultimately have to give the go-ahead. But even if the U.S. government gives consent, Ken Luongo of the Russian-American Nuclear Security Advisory Council doubts Russia will go for it.
The ultimate question is whether or not the Russians will really agree not to reprocess this fuel, because reprocessing in Russia is jobs, and Russian scientists, for the most part, really believe that plutonium is an energy resource for the future.
And Luongo says the Russians won't want the Americans telling them how to spend the proceeds from an important and lucrative market.
There needs to be some long-term repository for irradiated nuclear fuel, because it's contaminated, it's radioactive, it's dangerous from a health perspective, and it contains a lot of plutonium, so it's dangerous from a proliferation perspective. But most countries are not keen on importing spent nuclear fuel. So it is unusual in the sense that the Russians are interested in this. But the big draw, I believe, is the money.
It won't be a big money-making opportunity, though, without business from Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea, where the U.S. has consent rights over spent fuel. Nielsen of the environmental group Bellona fears that shipping nuclear waste to Russia will mean out of sight, out of mind for the United States and other countries that have nuclear energy.
By shipping it as far away as Siberia, then you get the nuclear waste issues off the agenda from the Western countries without thinking properly about the safety and the environment for those people living in the area where the Russians are planning to store the spent nuclear fuel.
And Nielsen fears there won't be enough civilian control over storage sites in Russia. The State Department doesn't expect the Bush administration to make any final decisions in the next few months, but the Non-Proliferation Trust is lobbying hard, right up to the White House and the Kremlin. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.